This semester, the presidential Lukius program is starting with Parakabal Yevimto. We typically cover about 20 blad a semester, so we'll probably get into Parakarel. And then second semester, in all likelihood, we'll skip to Isha Rabba and do most of the latter third of the Masechta. We'll see when we get there. Okay. The opening mission, Habal Yevimto, Dafin Gimel and Beis, indicates that the level of Kavana, which is required for mitzvah yibam, is minimal. Habal yivimta bein b'shogei bein b'mezid bein b'ones bein b'ratzon afilu hu shogei v'hi mazida hu mezid v'hi shogeges hu anus v'hi lanusa hi anus v'lu anus v'chule is all kana. Slightly parenthetically, but it may be nogeya to the thrust of what we're going to be talking about tonight. The Minchas Chinuch has a comment in mitzvah Tavkuf Tzadiches in which he suggests that even though it's true, you see from our Mishnah that you don't require kavana for mitzvah yibam, but that's not entirely true. If you assume that mitzvah svichas kavana, so the kinyan will be effective even in the case of shogig, even in the case of anus, even where there's no kavana for mitzvah yibam, but the kinyan may be effective and one may still not be fully mekayim the mitzvah yibam. So the kinyan will be effective, the yavama was nipnes to him, but he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah, and Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe the person should have to go back and have it be a shniyah in order to be properly mekayim the mitzvah if you send the mitzvah svichas kavana, which is a difficult suggestion because lemaisa, if you've already done the kinyan, so what are you going to affect by having a be a shniyah as far as the mitzvah itself? So that's questionable. Rebbe Chanan, Kavos Shirim, and others disagree. In Kavos Shirim, the Mar Malkum is in Ksubas and Simon Reish Mem Tes. Rebbe Chanan distinguishes between the kind of a maisa mitzvah where the action involved in the maisa mitzvah is fundamental, integral to the kiyam. Let's say by achilas matzah or tkiyas shofar, where the maisa mitzvah and the kiyam mitzvah is all intertwined. Eating a matzah is a kiyam mitzvah, there's no way around that. Blowing shofar is a kiyam mitzvah, there's no way around that. As opposed to mitzvahs, where the maisa mitzvah may be somewhat incidental to the kiyam. For example, pruvu, even if you assume the mitzvah svichas kavana, so you may not require kavana for the active bia that's going to lead to the fulfillment of pruvu, because there the maisa bia is kind of incidental to the eventual kiyam mitzvah pruvu. So the same thing by yibam. The Maisa Mitzvah is less fundamental to the actual Kiyama Mitzvah. The point of the Mitzvah of Yibam is to have that relationship. And the Maisa Mitzvah is a way to perform, to achieve the Kinyan that's going to lead to that Kiyam, but it's not as fundamental as, let's say, by Shofar or by Matzah. So even if you assume that mitzvah svichas kavana in general, if you don't have kavana for the maisa bia, you still would be mekayim the mitzvah in its entirety. That's what Rebbe Chanan points out, and he says that's also relevant to the question of being mekayim the mitzvah pervu if the vlad is a mamzer. So we paskin in Evan Ezra Siman Aleph that if a person gives birth to a mamzer, he's mekayim the mitzvah pervu. Is there also, because the maisa mitzvah is less critical to the less connected to the kiyama mitzvah, so even though it seems like a mitzvah baba vera and you shouldn't be able to be yosei a mitzvah in a case of mitzvah baba vera, but because there's a certain disconnect between the maisa mitzvah and the kiyam, the fact that there was a vera involved in the maisa mitzvah doesn't prevent the actual kiyam. So we'll see how that may be relevant to the topic at hand, which is the status of yashin and bias yashin in the context of Yibam. So even though Habal Yevinta Beim Shogeg Beim Mezid Beim Ones Beim Bratzon is Kana, but the Gemara has on the top of Nadala Ben Aleph a Mimra of Rav Yehuda that Yashen Lo Kana Be Yevinta, that if a person is sleeping while he has Bia, then that doesn't affect the Kinyan for Yibam purposes. And then the Gemara has that again a little bit later on the Amud Gufa. So you do require kavana l'shem bia, even if you don't require kavana l'shem bia yibam per se. But since you require kavana l'shem bia, and that's lacking by a yashin, yashin is lo kana yivimta. So Rashi here explains the top line: yashin lo kana, the yashin labar das. person who's sleeping is not considered to be a bardas. Velo hava kinyano kinyan. And because he's not a bardas, his kinyan is not a kinyan. So the way the Ritva here explains Rashi, what it means to say is that even though it's true that bias yibam doesn't require kavana to be kohen l'shem yibam, but you still need someone who's roi l'knos, some kind of a kol roi l'bil idea, that you need someone who's capable of being kohen. So someone who's bal yivimto b'shogeg ba'anus, he's capable of being kohen. He may not have had that kavana at that instant, but yashen, because he's a la bardas, he's sleeping, he's in another world, he's not considered a bardas. So he is lacking in that ability to have kavana. That's what Rashi says. And Tosfos here is called Dibur Maskal Yashin Lakana Peish Bekundris Mishum Delo Havi Bardas Vekasha. Da Katan Avagav Delovi Bardas Havakona Yilav Dmiya Tekra. That's not entirely true. Let's say Naniyah that he's not a bardas, but even not a bardas, he still should be able to be kona kenyan yibam. Because a katan, if not for the fact that there is a miyad hakra, if not for the fact that there is an explicit gzeiras hakasev that excludes a katan from the mitzvah of yibam, we would have assumed that a katan is bechlal yibam. Now, what that gilei hakra is not so pashut. It's not a gemara anywhere, so that's not our topic for now. But if you look at Tosfos and Daf Zayim and Beis, Dir Masel v'Chayavin, Tosfos has some armakamas that would address that issue. But be that as may, Tosfos asks Rashi from Katan that Katan in principle should have been Bechal Yibim, even though Katan is a Labardas. And if you look at the Tosfos Yishanim on the side of the Gemara, Tosfos Yishanim raises the issue of Chayrish as well. Tosfos Yishanim on the top quotes Rashi, and he says, Lo Nihira, Dafil Chayrish, to Lo Havi Bardas, Armina Lakaman Kana. The Chayrish also is not a Bardas, yet a Chayrish is Bechal, the mitzvah of Yibim, and capable of being Kona, Kinyan Yivamin. Okay, so that's what the Rishonim ask and Rashi, both from Katan and from Chayrish. The Aruch Laner here, incidentally, tries to miyashi Rashi against Tosfos' kasha from Katan, and he points out, based on Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Ben Sarim Ara in Sanhedrin, that there are cases of a Katan who is considered to be Bardas. You could have a Katan who's Mufla Samach Leish in the last year before he becomes a gadol, he's considered to be a bardas for a certain dinam deraisa. So it could be that the pasuk that's coming to be memayit a katan from Yibam is being memayit a katan who's a bardas, not any katan, but the kind of katan who is a bardas. In the Hagolos Yavitz here in the Gemara, so Chayrish, the Aruch Laner says, first of all, Chayrish also is not a beferish Gemara anywhere. So the Aruch Laner thinks that may be a machlokas Rishonim itself. It could be Rashi would hold that a chayrish is takanah b'chal yibam. That's what the Aruch Laner suggests. The Hagos Yavitz suggests that maybe even though a katan is a labar das, but he's on a higher level of das than a yashin. So you have, for example, the sugya in Chulam Daf Yubeis that discusses a katan who's a shochet of a gadol amid al gabav. So in the context of the Mishnah says that even though a katan can't shech, but if it's you have a gadol amid al gabav who's supervising him, so that shkita may work. And the Gemara there discusses in that context the difference between machshav and maisa, that the katan may be a bar machshavas, even though he's not a bar das, but he's not nothing. He has a certain level of intelligence that's halachically recognized. He's a bar machshava, and it could be that someone who's a bar machshava, there you would require a teres akasa to be mema'et him from Yibam, as opposed to a Yashin, and maybe a lower level of a Labardas. But be that as it may, however, your Miyashiv Rashi, Tosfos is Cholik. Tosfos, I'm sorry? It's on the Gemara here, in the back of the Gemara, I guess. In the fancy new Gemaras, they all have a digest of everyone who's printed in the back. And the standard old Gemara is printed separately, like also for the back of Emden. So it's just one line in our Gemara in Daf and Dalet, where he's Mitzayin the Gemara in Cholik. So be that as it may, Tosfos and most of the Rishonim are good Rashi, the Rash for the Ritva, the Tosfos Rishonim, etc. The Rash, Tosfos the Rash. So Tosfos says over here that the issue isn't La Bardas, the issue is Kavanas Bia. Al Taima Mishim De Lo Chavin Le Bia Klal, V'Havi Kemiskavin La Tiach Bekosel De Besamach. The problem is not that a Yashin is La Bardas. Yashin fundamentally is a Bardas, he's a Mechui of a Mitzvah, let's say. The problem is that he's lacking any Kavana. When the Gemara, the Mishnah told us that Beim Shogeg, Beim Onis, etc. is Kana. So there you didn't have Kavana L'shem Bias Yibam, but you had Kavana for Bia Kolder, you had Kavana for some kind of a Bia. And a Yashin has no Kavana for any Bia whatsoever. So if you have no Kavana for any Bia whatsoever, that can't be effective for a Kenyan Yibam. So at first glance it seems like there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, whether Yashin is a Bardas or not. Is he a Bardas? And that's the reason that he's not Bechal Yibam, or fundamentally he's a Bardas, but there's a local consideration in Yibam that you need Kavanas Bia. So that Machlokas may pan out elsewhere as well. In the Tshuvas Karen LeDavid, Or Chaim Simon Yuches. So he has an interesting tshuva discussing, in general terms, if you have someone who's asleep, under what circumstances do you have to wake him up, either to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, to prevent it from being over in Avera? What's the status of someone who's sleeping? So in the context of that larger discussion, he discusses a machlokas in Or Chaim Simon Nun Hei. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Simon of Kaddish. In Simon and Hei Sivav, the Mechaber Paskins, that someone who's sleeping could be mitzaref to a minyan. You have a minyan, mitzumtzum, you only have 10 people, one of them falls asleep, so you don't have to wake him up for a chasaras hashas. If someone's sleeping, he could be mitzaref to a minyan. However, the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer, well, let's go backwards. The pre-chadash there is cholik on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Bichodesh says that you cannot be mitzaref a sleeping person to a minyan, and he bases himself on a Rashba or Rosh in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin, the Afayin Ches, discusses that someone who's sleeping cannot receive a get. You can't be megarish a woman who's sleeping. While she's sleeping, you can't give her a get. So that's the Machlokas Yishanim, why not? The Rosh over there explains that a woman who's sleeping is not considered a bastas, and she's even worse off than a chereshes. She's less of a bastas than a chereshes, and that's why you can't give a get to a woman who's sleeping. So on that basis, the pre-chadash paskins that someone who's sleeping is not a bardas. He's not a bardas, he can't be mitzaref in dominion, just like you can't be mitzaref you can't be mitzaref for yashin dominion. So it seems that that machlokas mechaber in the pre-chadash about be mitzaref for yashin to dominion is essentially the machlokas Rashi tells us here as to whether yashin is considered to be a bardas also or not. So he says that's also relevant to the din in Hilchas Avelus. The Ramah in Simon Shin Ayin Beis Paskins based on a Maril that if a Kohen is sleeping in a place where there's Tumah, you have to wake him up to tell him to get out of the place where there's Tumah's Mace, Tumah's Ova. So that may also be relevant to this issue. If a person who's sleeping is not a Bardas at all, so he's not a Bardas, he's Mufka from Omitzah. The second he gets up, you have to tell him to get up because then he's a Bardas again. As long as he's sleeping, he's not mitzuvin mitzos, he's not musar on lavin, and he wouldn't be mechuyev to wake him up. But if you hold that he's a bardas, and you would have to wake him up to prevent him from being over on the mitzvah. Gets into other issues, even if he is a bardas, he's an honest on some level, so to what extent is honest achmana patri relevant over there? But so even if he is a bardas, there may be other reasons to wake him up. But definitely, if he's not a bardas, then you well understand why you would not have to wake up a person in that situation. This may also be relevant to issues of pruravu. There's a tshuva of Yaakov Emden in the Sheilas Yaivitz Chelik Beis Simin Sadi Zion. In which he addresses the issue we started with the Rebbe Chanan about b'mikayim pruvu if you give birth to mamzer, b'mikayim pruvu if you're sleeping during the ma'isabiyah. So he suggests, he thinks that a person sleeping is not mikayim the mitzvah pruvu. A person has bia while he's sleeping and has a child based on that bia. So he's not mekayim mitzvah pruvu because he's not a bardas. He's not a bardas for mitzvahs. He's not a bardas for aveiros. He doesn't get skar. He doesn't get onish. He's nothing. And that's probably a little bit of a chiddush. The Snechemed has a short piece in Mareches Yashen, in which he assumes as a Dabra Pasha that if a person is sleeping, that he's mekayim the mitzvah pruvu, because it seems fundamentally he's a bardas. And leaving aside the issue of mitzvah sichas kavana, that's the previous discussion of Bochan that we started with, but assuming that kavana san mitzvah per se is not relevant here, he's considered to be a sufficient bardas to be mekayim the mitzvah.
Is that related to whether Puruvu is the
Maisa Bia
or the outcome of having children?
It may, in one direction, meaning if it's the outcome, so then even if you're not a Bardas during the Maisa, it could be that it's not relevant. But if you assume that the Maisa is a Mitzvah, or the fundamental to the Mitzvah, so then you could have this kind of a Machlokas. Right. The Sefer Mureshes Moshe, in Siman Nun Hey, he points out that the Gemara in our sugya here distinguishes between takfasa ruach and takfasa akum. Right, if someone lands on a yavama because the wind pushes him down, so then he's not kona the yavama. As opposed to if someone is pushed onto the yavama by an akum, then he is kona the yavama. So he explains the difference is that, or maybe, that where the Akum is tokef summoned onto the Yavama, so there, the Dasa Akum, the person who landed on the Yavama wasn't thinking about anything, but the Dasa, the person who pushed him onto the Yavama, was that there should be a Maisa Bia. So in that case, it could be that the fact that there was someone who provided Das for Bia, that's enough of a Das to make the Maisa of the Yavim into a Maisa Bia, to be kona the Yavama. Just like L'mashal, the din is by Tfilas Ger, the Gemara in the fourth paragraph in Daf Mem Vav, that if someone, if an Adon has an Eved, he wants to be Mapil with Eved Kanani L'shem Geiris, so he pushes his Eved Kanani into the mikveh, even though the Eved Kanani doesn't know it's flying, he just gets pushed into the mikveh. But the way the Ramban explains over there, the fact that the Adon pushed him in with Kavana that this should be a Tfil L'shem Geiris, that's sufficient kavana for the Maisa Gir. So that may be relevant here also. The Akum pushes the person onto the Yavama. That may be sufficient. That may be sufficient kavana to make that into a Maisa Gir. That could be kona Yavama. So to transport that to a Yashen, you may have another nafkamina here. If you assume like this cheshbon, and if you assume like Tosfos, that the only chisaron by someone who's sleeping is that he's lacking the kavanas bia, so if someone were to throw a sleeping person onto a yavama, and that led to a maisa bia with the yavama, so if there's someone else who's supplying the kavana, that could account for what's lacking according to Tosfos. And then maybe that would be a proper kinyan yibam. According to Rashi, that he's not a bardas at all, so there's nothing to talk about. He's not a bardas. If he saw it, is that it's not a the person who throws him could have all the kavan he wants in the world, but the person who's involved in the maisa yibam is not a bardas. It doesn't get off the ground. But if it's just a chisaron in the kavana, so it could be someone else could provide the kavana. So that may also be an afkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. It is true. The Karen LeDavid, in that piece that we referenced earlier in Siman Yud Ches, he finds Rashi very difficult to take at face value in light of other Gemaras. For example, we have the notion in Bava Kamma that Adam Uwe La'olam Bein Yashen Bein Er Bein Yashen. A person is always going to be chayav for nezikin, even if the nezik is performed while a person is sleeping. That's not true by Chereshav V'Katan. Chereshav V'Katan is Mazik, is Pater from Tashlumen. Even the Katan wants to become the godless Pater from Tashlumen. But that's not true by regular Bardas, is going to be Chayiv for Nezik, even if he's sleeping at the time that he does the Nezik. So that sounds like he really is a Bardas. Or by the same token, you never find in Hilchus Gerishin, the din is that if a person appoints a Shaliach to deliver a get, and then he is nishtata, he becomes a lavar das before the mesiras hagetz, and you have a major problem. That the person who appoints a shliach may have to be a bardas at the time that the get is given. Lo matzinu, no one ever suggested that you have to make sure when you do a mesiras haget that the person who appointed the shliach, the baal, can't be sleeping. So you see that a yashin really is a bardas. It's not the same thing as chayush al v'katan. So in light of that, he wants to say in Rashi, maybe Rashi doesn't really mean la bardas in general. Maybe Rashi only means what Tosis is saying, that there's some kind of a chisar in the kavana, and la bardas is somewhat lav dafka. So whether or not you want to say that in Rashi here, based on what we demonstrated, there are other indications. That there may be such a position. There may be such a position that a yashin is not considered a bardas, and you have to get out of some of these other issues like adam u'liyolam. There may be different levels of bardas. A yashin may not be the same thing as a chirush of the v'katam, but it's still not a full bardas. You have to work out those issues. Okay, I said I stopped by 11.